We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are glad you are here. Thanks so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. As always, the Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget the Quick Trip loyalty card, and you can get rewards back. Pain at the pump goes away in a lot of examples. Plus, you can start earning points with things that you purchase in the store. And don't forget, right now, a lot of the stores are starting to get the fried chicken in as well, whether it's hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, whatever it is you need, milk, eggs, butter, it's all right there. One-stop shop, our friends from Quick Trip, but make sure you use the Quick Trip loyalty rewards card. Good stuff from them and our friends over at Quick Trip. Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. You can check him out at PFF_Mike. That's PFF_Mike on Twitter. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, how you been?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us. So let me ask you this. When it comes to the combine, now you guys do all the analytics. So when it comes to the combine, is there anything specific that you look to come out of the combine, or is it just verification of the numbers that you thought it was?
No, the combine, as much as it gets bagged on, it does have actual value in terms of at certain positions, not every position, but specifically pass rusher, and the analytics and data scientists that we have on staff have done like studies about, you know, projecting college to the NFL, and they will be altered, especially specifically edge rushers, probably the most. In terms of how the projection to the NFL gets altered, but they will be altered by what the numbers say here in Indy this week, the testing numbers. The athleticism numbers do actually matter to some degree. The guys who are freak athletes, off the edge, are guys who have that, you know, higher perceived upside. They can improve, and they can translate better at the next level than maybe they did in college because I mean, it's kind of like, think about the drills here, you know, the broad jump, the vertical is kind of like getting off the line of scrimmage. The three cone is, you know, you turning around the corner. So I do think that it is very projectable to what you do here is what you do off the edge in the NFL.
So now I want to ask you, because we had a lot of talk and a lot of chatter when we were down at Super Bowl about all the numbers and about the Green Bay Packers coming out of their season. Now that it's all said and done, we believe, and if you agree, let me know, but we believe you need a wide receiver that's probably a veteran. You need a maybe top two-round wide receiver to kind of help out. I wonder what they're going to get once they cut Jimmy Graham loose over the tight end position. You can never have too many good running backs. The right tackle position has to be solidified, and they need more beef up front, and they need a middle linebacker that can cover. Is that about right?
Yeah, that seemed like a lot of needs, and it's a good roster, but I definitely think the two big ones are linebacker and wide receiver. Like wide receiver, getting some speed, just anyone else on that roster that, you know, Aaron Rodgers basically can trust and will go to. It's a huge need, and it really cost them at times over the course of the last season.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How much do you think – let's start with the wide receiver position. I know it's deep. There's a lot of wide receivers that are coming into this draft. But as far as the depth versus elite, What is the difference? How big of a difference is there?
So I think there's like a top tier two guys being CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy, and those two guys are, you know, best wide receiver prospect, both of them, in terms of like actually what we saw on the field, since at least probably Amari Cooper. So it's been 5 years since we've seen prospects like Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb. You can debate whether they're better than Cooper or not, but like those guys are surefire kind of studs from day one. Then after that, I think you have probably got five or six more guys that any other year over the past 4 or 5 years could have been the number one wide receiver drafted. Like this, that's how good this wide receiver class is. And so I think one of those, you know, that next tier will be on the board when the Packers are picking at the bottom end of the first round, just because there are so many, like there are so many guys in this class that, you know, there aren't a lot of tackles. There aren't a lot of linebackers. Those guys probably get pushed up boards because they know in the second, third rounds, I'm not going to find a guy close to what I can get in the first round. The wide receiver, there's going to be some guys, you know, in the second rounds. I mean, even like we saw last year when DK goes late second, A.J. Brown goes second, Terry McLaurin goes in the third, that are legit dudes, but they get pushed down because other positions don't have the depth.
Also wanted to ask you, when we talk about the Packers and the tight end position, is this a tight end deep draft as well? Because they picked up Jay Sternberger last year, but he didn't show us a ton, mainly because Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis were ahead of him. But is this deep enough to where they could pick up a decent tight end, say, in the fourth or fifth round?
I think there's a lot of guys who I would consider in that third, fourth round range, this tight end class. But at the same time, it's like I don't have a lot of grades higher than Sternberger last year. Like, I like Sternberger a lot coming in. He obviously was injured, put him behind the eight ball coming into it when he did finally end up in the field. That's when Graham and Mercedes Lewis. But, like, the amount of guys who I would say year one would be better than Sternberger in this class is probably only one or two guys who I would really take over Sternberger right now. So I think there's a lot of guys in that Sternberger range, but I don't think, like, compared to other positions, compared to other needs on the Packers roster, I would be pretty surprised if they ended up going tight ends, you know, first, second, third, fourth round in this draft, just because of what they already have.
Do you like Jay Sternberger? Do you think he was a good pick where they got him?
I called him a second rounder last year. I ended up obviously going the third, so I thought it was a great value. He was super productive at Texas A&M, really good after the catch. To me, the difference between him and T.J. Hockenson as purely receivers, now he's not a great run blocker by any means, a little undersized, but purely receiving ability wasn't that big. Like, it was not two rounds worth of difference as far as what they could do as a receiver. And he's got enough speed to work in the Packers offense. So, yeah, I'm a fan of Sternberger's game, even though obviously rookie year throw it out the window at this point.
Now, the Packers, they had a decent run game this year. Jamal Williams, obviously, what Aaron Jones did. Is there another running back in this draft? Because they, you know, granted, they picked up the kid out of Notre Dame last year, but they're saying, hey, we can never have too many good running backs. Do you think that this is another draft in which a couple of good running backs, third, fourth, fifth round, might be there?
Yeah, I think I like the Packers' approach at running back, which is like, hey, we're not going to take one for a second, third round, but every year we'll probably take one in the fourth, fifth, or sixth, or seventh. Like, we'll take a guy in day three every year and just keep rolling it in because they get hurt. And they, like, it's one of the most injured positions in the NFL, but it's also a position where you can find guys fifth, sixth, seventh round who are legitimately productive, and obviously they've seen that with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. So my favorite, if he slips to day three, Zach Moss from Utah, one of my favorite running backs in the class, do break tackles at a really high level. If they're looking for some more speed down at the bottom of the draft, maybe a guy like Levante Bellamy from Western Michigan, one of the Michigans. I'm blanking on the Michigan that he's from, but one of the directional Michigans, he's probably going to run a sub-4.3 here. Could add another element to that offense in terms of, you know, wide runs, getting him the ball in space. So those are two of my day three guys that I'd be looking at. But like I said, probably not before the fourth round would I anticipate them ever going running back.
We're sitting here, by the way, we're talking with our good buddy Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. So when you look at the draft, when it comes to wide receiving, we had already discussed whether or not there's some impact players. How much speed, because everybody's looking for speed and leaping ability. Now, they have that in Davante Adams. They've got some guys that are pretty tall right now and they're stable, but they're looking again for speed. So the difference between a 4.3 and, say, a 4.4 or 4.5, how big of a gap is there with some of that top talent in, say, the first 2 days?
I think the reason, so this wide receiver class is super hyped and deservedly so, and I think the reason you're going to see this week is why it's being talked about as such a special class is because the top guys are not just productive receivers, they're freak athletes. Like, these guys are going to run Judy's going to run probably in the 4.3s. Henry Ruggs is probably going to run sub 4.3. Jalen Reagor from TCU is going to maybe break 4.3. Like, they're all the top guys, besides maybe CeeDee Lamb, are fantastic athletes, and testing-wise, going to be fantastic athletes for the position. So I think they're in luck. The Packers are in luck. I fully anticipate that first-round pick to be a wide receiver in this draft class, and I think they almost learned their lesson after, you know, passing on a deep receiving class last year, missing out on A.J. Brown, missing out on D.K. Metcalf, and seeing how much, like, those guys made an impact on their respective franchises year one. I don't think they're going to make that same mistake again. I think if they don't draft wide receiver first after with that first round pick, it's because they traded back to get more picks and maybe draft a couple guys on, you know, in the second round. So I think ideally someone like Jalen Reagor or, you know, Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State, who's also pretty freaky himself, would be the pick there at the back end of the first round.
Hey, the Packers have talked about quarterbacks. Speaking of that, do you see a quarterback falling that, you know, maybe the Packers, because they've said, look, they can never have too many good quarterbacks. I can't believe they would take one early on, but can you see a quarterback falling where that would be a temptation, say, in the first or second round for the Packers?
No, I just don't see it the way they're built right now. Like, with how much they just spent in free agency, how much, where that roster is. I think it's different from back in 05 when they drafted Aaron Rodgers in terms of, like, how close they are to winning it all and, like, realizing that. So I do think that if they were to go quarterback in the first round, like, say Jordan Love does fall to them, I fully anticipate Jordan Love to be off the board before that. I don't think he's going to make it all the way to 30. But say someone like that does fall to them, I just don't think they're going to pull the trigger because, like, one impact guy could turn you into the Super Bowl, turn you into a Super Bowl contender, your Super Bowl champion overnight with, you know, if they hit at the right position with how close they are and how talented that roster is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I can't imagine that they're going to jump in both feet with a quarterback in the first few rounds. Maybe a late-round project or something to that effect. But, well, Tim Boyle, I mean, they have him in the fold right now, Tim Boyle and Manny Wilkins. I can't imagine a quarterback coming out that would fall to the fifth, sixth round that would be a better project than what they have right now. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, there are some names on day three that I could – be even better than Tim Boyle. I mean, Boyle was obviously one of UDFA because he wasn't a great prospect in his own right, but he has played well on the field. I think you're always at the quarterback position, like the backup quarterback, especially, you know, with Aaron Rodgers' injury history, is a real, like, need. Like, that's a guy who might very well see the field. So I do think the more you can say, you know, throw darts at that position, even if it's not investing heavily at it each year, that you should, especially on, like I said, on day three.
Always great to talk, Mike. I certainly appreciate it. It should be an interesting draft. Before I let you go, I got to ask you, Jonathan Taylor coming out of Wisconsin, also Quintez Cephas coming out of Wisconsin. Do you see those guys first couple of days?
Yeah, I think both are. Cephas maybe day three because of how deep this wide receiver class is. But I think Jonathan Taylor's off the board before end of round two. He's going to be like 220-plus with running a 4.4 40. Like, that doesn't last long in the NFL. Size and speed gets drafted highly, and he's obviously the production to match. Like, the dude's a tough running back. So, yeah, I think both. I'm a fan of Cephas' game too. He's going to get pushed down also because he's not the freak athlete, but he is where he wins in terms of strength and at the catch point. I think it's translatable to the NFL. So I'm a fan of both those guys' games.
Excellent, Mike. I appreciate it as always. We'll touch base down the road as we get closer to the NFL draft as well. Okay.
For sure, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. Find him at PFF_Mike, at PFF_Mike. That is on Twitter, where you can find him. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, Lincoln Contractor Supply and Fabic Rents, they are celebrating their new opening in Madison, a location with the open house Friday and Saturday next week. Now, on Friday, not this week, but next week, they're going to have manufacturer reps on hand demonstrating new equipment and special deals that day only, like Husqvarna and Wacker Neuson, which, by the way, Wacker Neuson, huge supporter of our toy drive. Plus, they're going to have refreshments and a whole bunch of fun stuff. I'm going to be there next Friday, March 6th. I'll talk some sports with you and whatever else you want to chit-chat about. But from 2:30 to 4:30, I'm going to be hanging out, so I hope to see you out there. I'll be fresh back from Phoenix, Arizona. So come on out. We can chat some baseball. That's their new Madison store right off of Highway 51 in McFarland, just south of the Beltline. Bring the kids on Saturday, 9 to 1, with a bounce house, obstacle course, face painting, everything. But Dad is going to be our friends from Lincoln Contractors Supply right off of Highway 51 in McFarland, just south of the Beltline. They open it up next weekend, next Friday, the 6th and 7th. So I hope to see you out there out in Madison. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on. Our friends out there at Nice Ash Cigar Bar. Ash with an H. For those of you that have questioned it before, go to thenicash.com, 323 West Main Street, downtown Waukesha. I got to get back out there. Love that place. Just love that place. Great selection of spirits, beers, cigars, hookahs. They got it all going on. That's Nice Ash, thenicash.com. Hey, if you are looking for a breakfast or a lunch or something just casual for maybe a sales meeting or a breakfast meeting or something, you cannot go wrong if you don't use our friends from Euros West out there on Eastmoreland Boulevard in Waukesha. They are fantastic. Huge omelets, big fluffy pancakes. They've got great burgers and sandwiches. And not to mention, they have got New York strip steaks. They can cater. They can do Euros right there on site. They do it all. Say hi to Leo and Steve when you head there as well. That's Euros West in Waukesha. And our friends from Lake Chevy, Joe Zanzola.
That's right, Lake Chevy, 4100 South 27th Street in Milwaukee. Same great people, same great service. Formerly Brager Chevy, all they did was they just changed the name. That's it. If you need work done on your car, hit up Glenn over there. He'll take care of you. Or if you're trying to buy a car, whether it's new or used, it doesn't matter. Wally or any of the trustworthy sales staff, they will take care of you as well. For inventory, new or used, or any kind of service appointment, it don't matter. It's all at Lake Chevy. They will take care of you. LakeChevyMKE.com. LakeChevyMKE.com. Things are better at the lake.
There you have it. Colin Cowherd. Now, we don't necessarily put a lot of stock into what he says.
But I just think he's stupid. I think sometimes
he's just a mental case.
Before we play this, Bill, I just need to say this. You know, for a national radio show, you have so much material. You have so much you can say. You've got ample amount of topics. And this is what Colin Cowherd and his staff come up with.
Take a listen.
Winners like winners. Winners don't like hanging around losers. Winners don't like hanging around mediocre people. Stars hang out with stars. Winners hang out with winners. And the NBA, more than any league in the world, maybe international soccer is close, is a star-driven league. LeBron stayed in Cleveland for years, and then he went to the Olympics. He was like, I mean, I can play with guys like that. And LeBron came back to Cleveland. He's like, I want to go play with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. LeBron for years stayed in Cleveland, and he was loyal, and he didn't leave. We know Milwaukee does not attract free agents. It doesn't. It's like Utah. It's a great NBA franchise, but they don't attract free agents. Here's a rumor, and it's not a bad one, and I believe it to be true. The Warriors acquired Andrew Wiggins for one reason, to get Giannis. They're also going to have the number one pick in the draft and Minnesota's pick, which will be a lottery pick. Can Milwaukee do better than Andrew Wiggins and two lottery picks? This would change the league if he goes to Golden State. It will change the league. You thought Durant and the Warriors were good. Durant, gone. Giannis, Steph, Draymond, and Klay. No thank you. That you might as well just set your clock to those guys in the finals. If Chris Middleton for Milwaukee does what he did last year in the playoffs and shrinks, Giannis is gone. Winners want to hang out with winners. Stars want to hang out with stars. I think the window is now. If Milwaukee cannot win the East with KD out, LeBron, Kawhi out, Sixers talented but dysfunctional, you can't win it this year. It's not getting easier.
So if they don't win the East, LeBron is gone. If Chris Middleton shrinks, LeBron is, or I should say, Giannis is gone. That's what he's saying. What he tends to forget, and this is what really kind of bothers me more than anything, what these guys tend to forget, is Giannis is the one that said, keep these guys together. People tend to forget that. You know, people don't pay attention to that. That's the problem, is that Giannis was the one that said, keep them together. You know, don't break it all up and don't go out and get crazy. Keep it all together. He's the one that did that. He's the one that went to management and said, you keep these guys together, I'll win you a championship. So if they fail, it's as much on Giannis as it is on anybody. And, you know, why would Giannis leave? Again, this is the thing. In other words, he's saying Milwaukee is a loser franchise, which I don't buy. They've got, if not the best, certainly one of the top three best buildings in all of basketball. The facilities have been changed. The culture has been changed. Ownership has been changed. It's different than what it was 10 years ago. It just is. And people are now opening their eyes to the city of Milwaukee. I mean, things are getting bigger and better here. Okay? Secondly, yes, you can talk about weather, but come on. I mean, you know, you're going to win in New York. People talk about New York when the Knicks were hot. That's where you wanted to go. Boston, same thing. They get the same type of weather we get here. So weather is a non-factor, okay? Thirdly, he's the one that wanted to keep the band together. He likes the ownership. They took care of him. They took care of his family. He's very loyal in that sense. And two things that really just people overlook. One is they have the best record in the league. Giannis said as long as they're winning that he just wants to be here. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to be loyal to this city and this franchise. And then the last but not least, oh, by the way, they can pay him more money than God, more money than any other franchise in the NBA. Why is this always a narrative that nobody wants to bring up? Why in the world would he want to leave to go play with, quote, winners? Why doesn't then Giannis, who doesn't want to work out with anybody in the offseason because he doesn't want to give anything away, because on the court, you are my enemy. And I like that. Why doesn't Giannis then go out and say, why don't we go ahead and bring you here? Why doesn't he go to John Horst and say, let's recruit this cat to come play with me? When does Milwaukee get looked at as a destination? Is it after one or two or three championships? Because nobody was talking about Golden State 10 years ago, I'll tell you that right now. Golden State was just another franchise. And then Steph got there, and then they started picking players up. And next thing you know, they were the benchmark by which everybody was measured. There's always been LA and New York and in Boston. Those are the mainstay franchises who had so much success over the years. But there's no reason in the world that Milwaukee cannot become one of those franchises with Giannis and with this managerial group, with this ownership group, with this facility, with the revitalization of downtown, all of that. There's no reason it can't be that for years and years to come. So all this talk about him leaving, screw that. What about other guys coming here? It hasn't attracted free agents. I'll give you that. But that doesn't mean it won't attract free agents. And that's the thing that everybody wants to overlook. They just want to poo-poo the city. You've got a baseball team that's showing promise, that has been successful now. Milwaukee has been on the map sports-wise now for a while. Why not just say, you know what, we're going to take it to the next level?
But see, it's like, what does he consider free agents? I mean, Brooke Lopez signed here, Wesley Matthews right. signed here, Kyle Korver signed here, Ersan Ilyasova signed
what he's
here.
Talking about is the superstars.
And
the superstars that make the needle move. That's what he's discussing. So he's not talking about free agents. He's talking about superstar free agents, the elite of the elite free agents. My question would be, why not, if you have the ability to sign them eventually with contracts and the flexibility, why not then bring them here? Why then do you have to lose Giannis to say we're not that city? If I'm Giannis hearing this, I'm saying not only are we the best team, but screw that. We're going to bring those guys here.
Andrew Wiggins and two unprotected ones, lottery pick ones, are not enough for Giannis.
No.
They're not. Again, he's just, this is fantasy land Colin Cowherd. He's got so many other things he could be talking about on his national platform, and this is what he comes up with. It's just amazing to me.
Yep. Completely agree. But that's what everybody wants to talk about. Let's, real quick, Javier on the south side. Javier, how you doing today, man? What's your opinion? What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's up? What you thinking?
I wanted to say, Colin, he is kind of like half right and half wrong. But this is why he's wrong. He says that Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are friends because they're winners. When in actuality, they're friends because they don't play against each other.
Yes.
Bill Belichick, Giannis is like them. He doesn't want to be friends with people he competes against.
Right.
He comes from Europe, where most of the famous sport over there is soccer.
Mm-hmm.
All these soccer players, they play against each other because they want to prove that they're better than the other. That's how Giannis is.
Right.
He can't prove that he's better than LeBron James if he plays with him. He can't prove that he's better than Harden if he plays with him. Well, I think that's where he gets it wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. Thanks for the phone call, Javier. I appreciate it. I would agree. I think a lot of the national narrative just is they don't. That's where the lack of knowledge inside this. You're getting a lot of rumors and innuendos and what I would like to have from outside, but you're not getting that from inside because nowhere has Giannis ever said, I'm considering leaving Milwaukee. Never. It's never happened. He's always said he wants to stay. As long as they're winning, he wants to stay. And they are winning. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Craig Kishon. We're going to hear from him when we come back. The studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin. You see him all the time with Steve Novak. You see him doing some Brewer stuff as well. You're going to hear from him coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on. Don't forget our friends over there at Team Hochberg. Hey, if you own a home or rent an apartment, Team Hochberg would like to give you an opportunity to pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. You heard me right. Team Hochberg is giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. Team Hochberg, they teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks, and they're offering a couple of renters and a couple of homeowners the opportunity to shoot the puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. You score the goal, you score a mortgage or rent for an entire year, but you can't win unless you register. Go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg. That's Hochberg. So registration ends February 29th. That's this weekend. Register and review the official rules details. Everything at chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg. That is chicagoblackhawks.com/teamhochberg. They helped me out. They helped out hundreds, thousands of radio listeners and many people along the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. But you can't do anything if you don't call. Call them 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID, or visit them at 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin, the studio analyst, had a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier today, had this to chat about. And not make it back. Why is there so much doubt about this Bucks team?
Well, I mean, I wish I had a great answer for you there. The good news is it's not bothering, the team that plays at Pfizer Forum. That's for sure. And we all know this. They're fun to watch. They've got the superstar in Giannis. He should win another MVP. And they're not going to stumble, anytime soon. They're going to obviously run into some great challenges, once they get deep into the playoffs, and it's going to happen for this team. But you just hope from whatever they learned and experienced a year ago against Toronto, maybe we started seeing some of those things come out just the way Giannis played, against the Raptors the other night in Toronto. I don't think I've ever seen him play any more patiently than he did in that one, and he has 19 points and 19 rebounds and had a great second half and won. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. But, as far as the national perspective goes, honestly, the only thing that I can ever put my finger on, and God bless, Chris Middleton, he's been an all-star for two straight years, is there's one guy right there who doesn't get any respect at all. And if all these great elite teams that we've been used to watching in the last, you know, couple of decades, always, you know, you have your MVP, and that MVP usually has a running mate with them that pretty much garners almost the equal amount of respect. You know, I'm not sure that Chris Middleton garners any respect nationally at all. So maybe they're looking at this team being one-dimensional, like they saw the failure against Toronto in that Eastern Conference Finals a year ago and just can't get over it. But, you know, hopefully they'll prove them wrong. That's for sure. I really do think they're going to win it all.
I don't think there's a team out there that is deep as them. The one thing that I've said all along, and you and I have not really chatted about this, but the fact that it's not a team full of superstars. It's a team full of role players who play their roles extremely well and gives this team depth, which means it doesn't have to go to Giannis. It doesn't have to be on Middleton. It doesn't have to be on Bledsoe. There's many pieces to fill the bill. And sometimes you don't need three superstars to win a championship. You need guys that just are able to do their role and do it better than the other guys on the floor at the same time, right?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, look, you and I have been, you know, in the city long enough to see what teams can handle players that understand what their role is. And I've been around enough guys that have won championships, players, coaches, and it's always the first thing they say is they had more than one guy that was asked to do something that maybe they weren't wanting to do maybe initially when they started their career, but they understood their role and how they fit into the program and the team. And I've always been a big believer in that. And I, you know, I think we saw it with the rise of the Brewers the last few years. If there's a team that understands their roles and the guys that they brought in any better, it's that team right there. And I think this year's Bucks, clearly, you know, the guys that they brought in, they brought them in by choice. They didn't bring them in because they were, you know, some leftovers hanging on. They targeted, you know, guys like Korver and Wes Matthews and Marvin Williams in this case for the second half of the season. And these are guys that clearly understand their roles. And I think they're going to get to 70 wins, even if they have to rest some of their, you know, marquee guys, because like you mentioned, this team is as deep as I've ever seen a Milwaukee Bucks team, and you know, they're counting on guys 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players to do the job, you know, night in and night out.
I also wanted to ask you about Coach Bud, because one of the things that we discussed last week on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour with DiVincenzo was load management as they get towards 70, and the teams that they're going to face down the stretch, which are all teams that could possibly be jockeying for position when it comes to the postseason. Do you really look at what is going to be, as far as load management goes, going for it versus resting legs? Because they're going to find themselves in some real battles, and it's how much do you want to battle with some of these teams for 70 wins versus if you've already locked up the number one seed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, look, the minutes load for all these guys right now, for Giannis and Middleton and Bledsoe, are really drastically low compared to a lot of other stars across the league. I think we're all starting to understand that now. So I think the minutes load and that type of management, I don't think that Coach Bud needs to really sway a whole lot off of that. But certainly he's going to make sure that, you know, if they've got that number one seed and whatever goals that they really want to achieve come month of April or towards the end of March and that final regular season run, that they do it the right way. And I think they have to approach the first round of their playoffs too. If they end up playing, you know, Orlando in the first round, like it's set up right now, same thing. I mean, they played it smart all year, and I think they've understood their depth and their production. And I think that was obviously a huge part of their game plan this year, is making sure that their lead players weren't going to be worn out. They're going to be in position to ramp it up, and they're going to have to be counted on the deeper they go in the playoffs. So I think the pattern is clearly been set. And I honestly, down the stretch, you know, if Giannis is playing 30 minutes a game, you know, you probably want him somewhere near there anyway to stay fresh and to be battle tested. I don't think he has to play 40 or 45 minutes at all to make sure that they win 70 or 71 games or whatever the case may be.
Talking with Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin. I wanted to ask you about Brook Lopez. They made a comment the other night on the national broadcast that he is either the best or one of the top three defenders in the entire NBA. Do you see it that way?
Well, I'll tell you what, the interior defense, he sure has a knack for the ball. He reminds me of, you know, of a guy like, you know, Dennis Rodman, who could always go and find the ball and get rebounds. You know, some of the guys that just had a knack for getting a rebound, a loose ball, just knew where the ball was. I mean, defensively, he clearly knows, you know, what his position is. He has great footwork for a big 7-footer. I think inside, If I'm an opponent down the stretch, you know, and you're playing, you know, some tight games and you're getting deep in the playoffs, clearly you have to be aware of him and where you're moving the ball. So, yeah, he's clearly one of the best defenders this year in that paint that I've seen. That's for sure.
Hey, before I let you go, got to ask you about baseball real quick, and for the fact that there's a lot of optimism again this year, and for what the Brewers have done. Some will say, and I talked with Brian Anderson and wanted to jump for joy after I got done talking with him with some of the acquisitions the Brewers made in this offseason. But give me your assessment of this team coming into this year, cutting back on payroll, and where they sit in the Central.
Well, I was down there at spring training last week when they had their first full squad workout, and, you know, heard Mark talk to the team and Counts talk to the team and David Stearns, and just being in there, you know, for the first time when everybody was there, it was a different feel for sure than it has been the last couple of years. Far less superstar lead position players. I think we all understand that right now. But I think, you know, just in watching some of these spring training games already, and watching some of the new guys like a Brock Holt having to, you know, get acclimated with a new team and what he brings defensively. We've already seen him make some great plays. They've got some smart, high IQ individual players in there that we all don't know yet. Maybe we've heard a little bit about, but I think, you know, collectively, it's going to be a great way to go about it. And you have to trust the system. You know, I've said this to you before. Who can doubt what David Stearns has done? And this is now a new way of assembling a team. And right now, these guys are pumped and ready to go. And I'm anxious to see it all unfold. I think the depth that we're talking about with the Bucks is going to be incredibly deep when it comes to the Brewers, and they're going to need that for sure, game in and game out.
It's Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin here on the Bill Michaels Show. Anything you missed on today's show, go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. Had a lot of good stuff today. We will wrap things up coming up next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Wrapping things up on the Bill Michaels Show, Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Bill had to bolt early. It's okay. He'll be back tomorrow. Everything's good. On tomorrow's show, another jam-packed lineup. We will talk with Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. Talk with him with just a variety of topics, including the Wisconsin Badgers. The Badgers are taking on Michigan tonight. Michigan back in the top 25. Big road matchup for Wisconsin as they're trying to put themselves in position not only for the NCAA tournament, but also the Big Ten tournament, because it is just a clutter of Big Ten teams. So we'll talk with Tom Oates tomorrow, talk a little bit about that game. And I just saw the schedule come out. Spring camp for the Badger football team is March 10th. That is right around the corner. It's 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away. God, it's crazy. Also, Marcus Johnson from Fox Sports Wisconsin and Bucks great. He will join us on the program tomorrow. Get his thoughts as the Bucks are back at home at Fiserv Forum, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder before they go right back on the road again. Bucks have a lot of road games coming up on their much tougher schedule to close out the year. We just saw them in Toronto, of course, but they're going to be going down to Charlotte and Miami and then back out to the West Coast next week. So it's just a lot of road games for the Bucks ahead, but we will talk with Marcus Johnson, who's just been, it's just one of my favorite analysts right now when it comes to just calling a game, providing very unique insight, being able to describe things of how guys are, you know, all their mechanics. I have really enjoyed Marcus Johnson ever since he was brought over, and he's been just an outstanding successor to Johnny Mack and for what Johnny Mack's been able to do. It would be nice to hear Johnny Mack call another Bucks game this year, because I know a lot of you definitely have a lot of love for what John McLaughlin has been as a longtime Bucks television analyst. And then tomorrow on the show also, we will wrap things up from the NFL Combine. Our very own Mike Clemens, he is down there as well. He had a chance to catch up with Zach Bond earlier today, the Badger outside linebacker. And really, you think about it. Quintez Cephus, Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Biadasz, Zach Bond, all of these dudes have the potential of going early in the draft. I mean, I don't know if all these dudes are going to be first-round picks. Who knows? Maybe a team decides to reach for one of them, especially Jonathan Taylor. But I'd like to think after the first three rounds, four rounds at the very least, all of those guys are off the board because they're all talented players. I mean, Bill asked me earlier in the show about Zach Bond and his draft stock. I'll say this, about a year ago, I don't think Zach Bond was in the same position that he is now. Zach Bond had such an explosive season as an outside linebacker and being one of the top outside linebackers in the country. I mean, his game evolved to a whole nother level, and you needed that out of him if the Badgers were going to have a successful year. They needed some dominant players on that defense. So, hey, Zach Bond, he could be a guy whose draft stock is going to continue to rise. Quintez Cephus is another one, too. Again, I thought Quintez Cephus was going to stick around for another year, but now he's in this position, and this guy is bench pressing like crazy, more so than any other wide receiver in his class. I don't know how much stock you want to put into that, but Quintez Cephus is definitely making an impression, and he's another dude I'll be interested to see where he ends up. But we'll talk with Mike Clemens tomorrow as we wrap up the Combine and a whole lot more. Talk CBA, talk more Bucks, all loaded. A lot of good stuff as we get out of the doldrums of sports talk radio. We have stuff to talk about. I know Colin Cowherd doesn't, but that's okay. That's why you come and listen to this show. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. You have been listening to The Bill Michaels Show. You guys have a good one. We'll talk to you again, same time, same place, tomorrow, here on whatever station you might be listening to. Have a good one.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.